You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As tens of thousands of people are displaced by violence in Juba, the capital city of South Sudan, the Catholic Church and other faith-based groups are doing their best to offer protection and aid, despite a total lack of means. Fighting erupted 4 days ago in Juba between followers of President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar, the former rebel leader who became vice president under a deal to end a 2-year civil war. Just moments after meeting with South Sudan's vice president and other top government officials, the Archbishop of Juba, Paulino Lukudu Loro, told me that the humanitarian situation is so desperate that this is the moment for anyone that can to step in and save lives. Archbishop Lukudu also said that on a political level, the cessation of hostilities agreed on Monday night seems to be holding, and that now the government needs to recompose and take decisions for the good of the nation, which risks sliding back into all-out war.
I was with the vice president. I was together with the Bishop of Tambora Yambio, who is caught up here in Juba. And the vice president was informing us about the situation. Now, the situation is supposed to become yesterday evening. The government has issued this decision of stopping fighting all over, and all the military personnel have to report back to their own garrisons. And it was since yesterday, 6 o'clock. Even if some shootings went on for some time, but I think the whole night was quiet until now. And so I think now the government is probably going to renew, to recollect itself, to come back, and I think meet the government again and talk about the situation.
And what is the situation of the people in Juba at the moment?
I'm telling you, at this moment, in our Catholic churches and communities, we have more than 16,000 people displaced in our churches. There are also many more in other, like in the mosques or in other churches as well. So practically more than half of the people, I think, is displaced in Juba. Well, with this decision and last night, no shooting, people are just very calm about it, but they are not very easily going back home because they are not sure that the decision taken will hold. And then again, some have already have their own houses broken down and robbed and looted. And so people are not very easy to go out of churches or of their place of displacement from UN camps. And so the situation is calm, yes, but the ground situation of misery, of humanitarian support is so much needed now because people are really very desperate.
Do you have the means to deliver the aid and the assistance that is needed?
We don't have any means at this moment on the ground, yes. There is something coming out, I'm hearing, I do not see it, from Red Cross. It is trying to help something. Of course, we have called everybody of us in the country, those who are able, those who can, to do what they can and the best they can. But, you know, people are all in difficulty because our situation has been very, very difficult all before even this situation happened.
Archbishop, would you like to make an appeal?
I do not know how I can make myself understood and comprehended very well. But our situation has been already very difficult. There were people for 3-4 months who did not get a salary. The situation is very, very desperate. And it is true, as you are saying, if anybody at all can help us, this is the moment, I think, to save lives. Because at least for one period of a month, if we are not helped, we cannot survive. A lot of us will die at this situation. So I'm indeed making an appeal into the whole world, into our own brothers and sisters in faith, into our humanity, if they can at all help us in this particular moment, which we are forced to be like this without our will. I think we shall be very grateful and thankful to them that they will save lives.
And what kind of support is the UN providing?
Well, the UN is with us, and it has got people in the camps, and there are also very many. And I don't think that they will be able to come out and help people in the churches, in the mosques, in the other communities. But they have already a lot of people in the camp itself.
Do you get the feeling that the political leaders are listening to you?
Well, we are here together, I think, with these faith-based organizations, and I think we are all engaged. All in our communities, we have got these people, desperate people. Of course, they come to us without any fear. And so we are doing our best possible, sharing what we have. But I think more than that, we cannot, at a certain moment, we cannot help completely everything.
Thank you very much, Archbishop. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Well, I don't say anything, but I am happy. Whoever can listen to our voice, well, I know there are many sufferings in the world. But ours is this now, in this moment. We did not expect it, and it has just come out. And I think if we can just be rescued and help us, I think that would be very, very grateful. And I want to thank anybody who will do that.
That was the Archbishop of Juba, Paulino Lucudu Loro.